That's not the case. And secondly, you need to do something about it. And all you need to do is come talk to me, or talk to Ali, and just talk to us about it, and we'll have a prayer ministry time with you and see you set free. Okay. Amazing. All those things we can be set free of, and there's probably more as well. Lastly, what are we free to? We're free to, and can I promise you, this is yours, and it's yours for free. And it's yours because the Holy Spirit is in you if you're a Christian, and if you're not a Christian, then all you've got to do is commit your life to God, and the Holy Spirit will be in you. These things are all there for you. You're free to enter God's kingdom, to be in God's family and stay there forever. You're free to grow your relationship with God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You're free to get to know God better and better. You're free to know God's deep down peace and joy. You know, as Christians, we still undergo circumstances and bad things can happen to us. But we can know God's deep down peace and joy through it all. And he carries our burdens, he carries our anxieties. You're free to fulfill God's purpose for your life and for my life to have meaning. You're free to be the person that God created you to be. You're free to be the person that God created you to be, and that's the same person as the person you really want so much to be. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you set us completely and totally free. Lord Jesus, help us to apply the power of your Holy Spirit to every area of our lives. Help us to be able to be thinking the way you think, feeling the way you feel. Help us to have a heart after God's own heart. And as we do that, Lord, help us to know and experience that freedom. Because, Lord Jesus, it is for freedom that you have set us free. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
It took me 22 years to discover that the way to live the Christian life is by the Holy Spirit. I nominally became a Christian when I was 7. And it was only when I was 29 that I'd been taught about the baptism of the Holy Spirit and received that. And my life became totally different, just as those first disciples' lives.